Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I have to say, in the private data that I've heard about over the last couple of days, the last 72 hours, plus what you're seeing, I feel like there has been a structural shift. We're no longer in this, it's even but the president has these advantages. But the president has these advantages in the battleground states, I think is gone.
Here's Chuck Todd from MSNBC. Talking about the shift in the polls to Mitt Romney, the presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review what's going on in News Talk Radio and News Talk Television, where the comments are, where the thoughts are, where your thoughts are. Can be directed to 800-510-8255 or email me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Here's Brett Baer talking to analysts Karl Rove and Joe Trippi yet again about the polls yet
again. There
are
so many polls, Karl. This is within the last 2 weeks. What has changed?
Well, who says debates don't matter? There were 60 polls in the last week in 27 states. If you look at the 30-day map, there were three status changes, all of them benefiting Romney. Montana went from lean Romney to strong Romney, and New Hampshire and Nevada moved from lean Obama to toss-up. But if you get rid of the polls that were conducted in the latter part of September and only look at the last 2 weeks, there it accelerates the change. There are four more status changes, all of them benefiting Romney, for a total of seven status changes. The critical battleground state of Ohio, along with Wisconsin, go from lean Obama to toss-up, and Connecticut goes from Obama to lean Obama, and significantly, North Carolina goes from toss-up to lean Romney. So at the end of this, we're left with Romney with 159 solid electoral votes to 194 for Obama, each one with between 47 lean votes in Romney's case, 43 in Obama. So it's 237 to 206 with 95 electoral votes up for grabs. Who says a debate can't make a big difference? Seven states moving all in the direction of Romney and changing status.
Okay, Joe, a lot of change according to Karl. You buy that, number one, and what's the most significant?
First of all, I do buy it. There's been significant movement to Romney, particularly if you look at polls over the last 2 weeks. And look, I think the significance is a month ago, I would have been and was one of the people saying the 3-2-1 strategy was in deep jeopardy here, you know, of Indiana, North Carolina, and Virginia going for Romney. North Carolina moving to lean Romney is going in the right direction now. Ohio being a toss-up, which I agree with after I put it in the lean Obama area. It's now a legitimate toss-up. You put all that together, and the 3-2-1 strategy that the Romney campaign was aiming at to win the Electoral College is now back in place and back in play.
800-510-8255. What's new in this from your perspective? If you have a thought, you changing your mind based on what's going on here is pretty amazing. Not amazing, but it's all those people who said Romney didn't get it together or hasn't got it together. It doesn't make a difference until election. The other thing that bothers me about this is that the polls have opened, in a sense, for absentee ballots, and they're being counted, and the discussion of what the results are is taking place, which I think is 100% wrong. What do you think? Here's host Gene Mueller with Steve Roberts from ABC. They talk about what the latest polls do and don't tell us about the race being close. Steve Roberts, Mary Dukoki Roberts, and they're decidedly on the left-hand side of things.
I know you folks have some new numbers out this morning at ABC that show things are definitely tightening up.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Our national poll shows Obama with a 3-point lead, 49-46, a 5-point lead in the swing states, including Wisconsin. But there is some good news for Romney. The fact is that after the debate, Republicans are far more enthusiastic about the Romney candidacy than they were before. And one out of three Americans we talked to have a better impression of Romney after the debate. And, you know, intensity matters an enormous amount, Gene. It means that people are more likely to vote. It means they're more likely to talk to their friends. It means they're more likely to give money and volunteer for the campaign. And so not all votes are equal in America. And if you can energize your base, you've done something very important. And clearly those debates, even though he still trails in the national polls, clearly those debates were a big plus for Mitt Romney.
In And Steve, that had been your point weeks ago when we talked about this likability issue with Mitt Romney, that even his own party was having a hard time getting to warm up to him. But now, as you point out, events in recent weeks have changed some of that.
Well, they are more enthusiastic, and that has a lot of positive effects. But if you look at it from another perspective, a lot of Americans are still uncertain about whether Mitt Romney really gets it. We asked a question, for instance, about both candidates. Do they favor the wealthy or the middle class? Well, 68% said Obama favored the middle class, and only 16% said he favored the wealthy. Romney, 33% said he's for the middle class. 57% said he's for the wealthy. That problem has dogged him from the beginning. The belief that his wealth and his privilege isolates him from the problems of ordinary Americans, and that he just doesn't understand them very well. And tonight I expect Romney to try to tell stories and connect to the voters in the town hall forum or ask him questions. And this is, in some ways, his single biggest problem, Gene. People trust him on the economy, to run the economy, but they don't necessarily trust him to run the economy in their interest, because as these polls show, that they still think he's a man of wealth who will favor his other wealthy people. And he's got to get past that impression.
Yeah. What they could do, or what you could do if you're interested, is check out some of the donors, actually for both of them. You talk about wealth. It's so hypocritical of the Democrats to suggest this, but that's the way that they divide and conquer, and that's a smart way to be in America at this moment. 800-510-8255, apparently, because that continuing theme is there. Meanwhile, some of the wild cards here. Do you think that the White House is pondering a strike over that Libyan attack? Is that something that will show that Obama's a tough guy and will get him votes? 800-510-8255. And does the Fast and Furious thing help or hurt them or the other side? There's a couple of things that are floating around that may have impact one way or the other. As we continue, your calls are coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A few more excerpts from a couple of more programs, and then presidential race callers will be front and center here on the countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech, Stocksable RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. Continuing along now on our countdown, the review of the presidential race at the moment. Host Bob Rose with Congressman Rich Nugent of Florida about the reasons he's supporting Mitt Romney.
If Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, if they should win the election, are you on board and on the same page as them in terms of job creation and trying to get this budget process and some fiscal sanity, bring it back to Washington? Are you on board with that?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we've supported the Ryan budget the last 2 years for a number of reasons. One is A, that starts getting some semblance of order in regards to, you know, our spending priorities. But it also talks about, you know, the big elephant in the room, if we will, and that's Medicare and Social Security and about how we're going to deal with those issues in the future, because we want to make sure, and I've testified in front of Paul Ryan's committee, in the budget committee in regards to protecting those folks that are currently on Social Security and Medicare, about those that are 55 and above as it relates to Medicare, making sure that those benefits don't change, but also talking about how do we make sure that Medicare is there for those under 55 and what that could look like in the future, because, you know, when you look at the number of people paying in, it just isn't the same amount as what is needed to sustain that program. So across the board, I've worked with Paul Ryan, sat across the table from Paul Ryan. I have the utmost respect for Paul in regards to his ability, and particularly as it relates to, we saw when in the Biden debate, you know, Paul stuck to the facts where Biden was, you know, looking like a Cheshire cat up there smiling all the time because he didn't have a response. So I think that they're on the right track. I believe that, you know, government role in regards to job creation is really getting out of the way and doing things that help, you know, our small businesses and our entrepreneurs to actually create those jobs that we have to get out of this recession that we're in and actually start having positive growth in America.
800-510-8255. The ladies on The View here discuss whether it was appropriate for the president of Koch Industries to send a letter to his employees about what will happen if Obama is reelected.
Now, the president of Koch Industries, which employs 50,000 people, mailed employees voter information packets along with a letter warning them that if President Obama is reelected, they will most likely be laying off employees. Now, they're not the first to do this in business. And what do you think?
Well, I think it's called voter intimidation, and it's not very patriotic. But if that's what they want to do to scare people into voting for Romney, and then there's no way to stop it unless the left comes up with something like you're all going to die if Obamacare gets taken off the table. I mean, they can come up with scare tactics.
Well, there have been scare tactics along the way. I think in some ways, I'm not for voter intimidation at all. I think that this should not be a nation where that exists, though it is. And we see that. We saw it last week. We talked about a couple of topics there. But I do think there is a bit of truth here, because we've heard it before that if anyone making over $200,000 or $250,000 as a combined income, if you and your spouse make $250,000, you're going to be facing major taxes. That 1% that they keep talking about, those are the employers of 75% of Americans. So you have all of a sudden now people facing more taxes. These companies are being honest.
Here's my question back to you.
First thing someone does when they have a cut in their pay or have to pay more taxes is not hire somebody or fire somebody.
It's honest. Listen, I don't know about your numbers or anything, but all I'm saying is why not let the voter decide all this?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I have a couple of email here that I want to pass along. Here's something from Neil, as a matter of fact. And it compares, from his perspective, the Romney versus Obama way of handling your money, or money in general. The free market versus what some people describe, this gentleman describes as socialism, the Bain Capital experience versus your taxpayer money invested in various things. For example, he lists here what Bain has invested in and saved: AMC Entertainment, Burger King, Burlington Coat Factory, Clear Channel Communications, Domino's Pizza, Dunkin' Donuts, the Guitar Center, the Sports Authority, Staples, Toys R Us, Warner Music Group. I know, as a resident of Massachusetts and in the town where Staples is headquartered, which is Framingham, it made a big difference to the economy of Framingham to have Bain involved in Staples because their headquarters are here. On the other side, this note points out what Obama has suggested, or the people around him. I don't know that you can quote-unquote blame Obama for this, but a lot of people will, and because he's on the top of the food chain, he has to take the heat. So the investment in Solyndra, Aner One, Beacon Power, Abound Solar, Amonix Solar, SpectroWatt, Eastern Energy, all these companies were Obama campaign contributors. They were all given significant amounts of money in the hundreds of millions of dollars to support what they were doing, and every single one of them went bankrupt. Every single one of those. So when the people try to rattle your cage about whether the things that Bain did were good for jobs or not, I would think investing your tax dollars in things like that would be a distraction at best to the reality. 800-510-8255. Okay. Here's talk host John McDonald with ABC's David Curley about the different performance that you can expect to see from the president tonight.
Big day on Tuesday for the president. Are we going to see a different President Obama on Tuesday than we did?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Diane Sawyer interviewed him on Wednesday and asked him several times about what happened, what was the deal with your performance, and he wouldn't really get into it too deeply. But, you know, the A's have been very clear in saying that they would adjust their strategy. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a completely different president. I think you got a sense from the Biden performance in the vice presidential debate here just a couple of nights ago of, you know, I think the president's going to punch back, which he didn't do. I think the strategy, the first debate was to be presidential and not to engage Romney, and I think that proved to be a big mistake for Team Obama.
Yeah, because a lot of people said that Romney acted more presidential than the president.
Right. So this is going to be a different format on Tuesday night. It is going to be a town hall meeting style. So the questions, many of the questions will be coming from the audience. But I think when... If Romney was to go after Big Bird and PBS funding, you might hear a different response from the president come Tuesday than you did last week and a half ago.
Yes. Of course, political junkies like me remember this format back in 1992 when people were getting up and asking questions, and they caught President Bush, the first President Bush, glancing at his watch, and that became so hugely symbolic. It's like, you know, when are we going to get out of here? And I mean, you know, no matter what you thought of Bush, you realize that that was probably not a good move.
Well, I think a lot of people thought that the president didn't want to be in the debate with Romney here a week and a half ago.
Yes.
It's going to be a whole different game.
And the ground game that Obama is following, is that going to change things? The way the troops are all around knocking on doors, asking people to vote, et cetera, et cetera. And what about Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson? Anybody thinking about him? We'll get your calls and response in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment.
A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Connects with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the presidential race. Time for your calls at 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. It's interesting to look around and see, again, as I go through CNN's website, USA Today, and the LA Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Reuters, Associated Press, ABC, MSNBC, Yahoo's overview of the headlines, Drudge, Huffington Post stories, just to kind of get a sense as to what really is going on. What are you really thinking? The donations, Mitt Romney's presidential campaign raising $170 million this past month, nearly matching what the president did. And now that he's shown up well in the debate, seems to have people excited about him. The donations are coming in. And certainly Obama's no slouch there. That's why I said what I did a while ago, if you didn't hear my comment about the hypocrisy in this class business, banging back and forth with all of the money coming in from all the various sources. It colors the race. It colors what gets done in government. It's not this to think that it hasn't had any impact on Obama is just pure nonsense. Let's get to Gene in Florida on the Obama-Bush thing.
You know, I really get tired of everybody saying everything is Bush's fault. Now, after Clinton gutted Glass-Steagall, the Bush administration tried to, you know, put some restraints on the banks and stuff, and we had good old Chuck Schumer and then Senator Obama filibuster the bill in the Senate. So, you know, these are all Democrats, so don't blame it all on Bush.
All right. Bush said that he was asked about getting involved. He said, I like being in power. I like being the president. But I'm out of it. I'm done. I'm finished. I don't want to be in the spotlight, which is pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Here's Kelly in Maryland on Romney's business experience that I was talking about a few minutes ago.
I think that the reason Mitt Romney could be really good for our country is that He was a very successful businessman, and we need to stop criminalizing success in this country. And I think the focus on redistributing the wealth is just completely not going to help our country. What we need is a smart businessman who knows how to balance a budget, run a business, and create a situation where businesses are going to succeed, and then help those people in the 47% that, you know, take handouts, help them be able to support themselves and contribute to our country. And I think that's what Mitt Romney really wants, but it's been kind of covered up by all this coverage over his 47% comment. And if what he said is true and people are taking, you know, money because they need it, I think that he's the person who can create a situation where those guys can get to work and be proud of what they contribute to our country.
800-510-8255. You can't deny and this is where Obama is so vulnerable. The number of people who are on government assistance programs, you just can't deny that. And so that's something where they are extraordinarily vulnerable, as well they ought to be. Republicans have been trying, but they haven't been successful in most states. A couple of states, they did keep Gary Johnson off the ballot. The worry in that area, especially the Mitt Romney camp, is that in a few close states like Florida, Johnson could take away the power of the lead. Well, still gives you an option or a choice, and it's good that he's there. I'm happy he's there. I'm sorry he's not in the debates. Remember when Ross Perot was in the debates? They kept talking about 1992. Ross Perot was, there were three people in the debates, George Bush, Ross Perot, and Bill Clinton. Carol in California on the president and war.
I feel that President Obama has been doing a good job. You know, he had a lot to deal with when he came into office. He's been, you know, people don't seem to appreciate all the things that he has done, you know, the good things he has done. And, you know, I feel like, you know, maybe he doesn't want to jump back into a war. It took so long to get out the last war. And, you know, I think he's more of a pro-life. As far as he wants to have all the drones instead of to preserve life. I think that's a good idea. I mean, I could be wrong, but he wants to preserve. He'd rather send a drone than to send people out, you know, and be in to people dying.
800-510-8255. The election year is upon us, and Brian in Virginia doesn't like Mitt Romney as a choice this year.
What I have to say is that being a Navy veteran for 26 years, serving on active duty and in the reserves, I can tell you that Mitt Romney just flat out lied. And as a Republican or a Democrat, you want the truth. A millionaire, billionaire, whatever his money he made in the past, his father's upbringing, and he quotes a lot about coming from a Mexican, you know, poor nation, just doesn't buy it. The 47%. Talked about in the private meetings with his millionaires, billionaire friends, that's fine and understanding. And, you know, if he wants to hold that at someone's house, that's okay. But what he said about the 47% is really bad. And my friends in the reserves, active duty, we're going to vote for President Obama.
All right, sir, 800-510-8255, the popular items on Yahoo. The trending items, among them close to the top, is the attention being paid to the potential for what might happen tonight at the debate. 800-510-8255. Here's Robert in Florida with a comment on Gary Johnson and the third party. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Yes, it seems that you're trying to split the vote. You made a comment last week that you cannot vote for Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, leading people to believe that if they're Massachusetts, they can't vote for him.
Well, that is you can vote for him, but it doesn't do any good because Obama so thoroughly is in control of the Electoral College. So as an expression of my own independent thinking, because I do more align myself with Gary Johnson than I do Mitt Romney in terms of government, libertarian philosophy, etc., my choice would be to vote for him. I'm rethinking that, though. Interesting, Robert, you brought that up. Over the weekend, when I was in California, I was looking at some of the numbers for California, and they're beginning to wobble. And so then I went and looked at Massachusetts numbers, and they're beginning to wobble too. So it just may be that by the time I go in to vote on the 6th, I will have decided to vote for Mitt Romney because I want to give him a shot if it looks like he has a shot. If he doesn't have a shot, then I won't vote for him. But if he does have a shot, I will, because I want to have the change. So that's an interesting point that you make, and I'm glad you brought it up. 800-510-8255. Paul, another Floridian voting for Mitt Romney.
My main issue with the president and why I support Mr. Romney is we're a small business owner, and the regulations are that have been coming down through the Obama administration are just killing us. You know, we're being regulated to death. We're in the home health care business, and I find that when Mr. Obama says he doesn't regulate as much as Bush does, that's just not true in our line of business. I understand how government works and how it needs revenue and how it builds those things. But I also understand now, being a business owner, what we do with regulations. You know, some of the regulations are just plain stupid.
All right, let me see if in 60 seconds or so I can relate a story, a personal story about my business, and see what you think about the reality of the government being involved in small businesses. I, as you know, most of you, I control and own this company that produces this program and several others, and I'm really the last guy who is doing it on my own. There's nobody else producing independently talk radio programs without any impact or any involvement from any outside sources. So as a small businessman, I was entitled to a small business loan, which I took out. And because of several things, the loan was classified differently than most other loans at the bank. And so bank regulators have come into the bank now four times and wanted to know about this part of the loan and that part of the loan and criticize the bank for making the loan the way they made the loan. It's a whole sordid attempt at pressuring the bank not to make loans like this to small business people. I'm not the only one. I talked to the bank president yesterday. There are dozens of loans at this bank that are secure, being paid, and it would normally not be a problem. There is so much bank regulation, and they make it so uncomfortable for the banks. These are small banks. I'm not talking about the big banks. I'm talking about my bank has three offices. That's it. It's about an $800 million bank. And they loan me $450,000 for my business, and the loan is being paid back on the second, on the spot, on time, no problem whatsoever. But because of other business interests, it was classified differently. And these people from these regulators have gone in there and made it miserable for the bank to have made my loan and some of the other loans that they made. So what does that tell the bank? It says, oh, well, we better stay away from these small business guys because we have too much hassle from the government. What the hell business is it of the government's, whether the money comes from this source or that source, as long as the bill is being paid and the bank's getting their money and nobody's in jeopardy? This is the kind of stuff that gentleman was just talking about. The bank now says to itself, oh, I don't want to make loans to small business people like this because the government hassles me too much on it. It's incredible. And those of you who think that's not affecting the economy are crazy, because that's exactly what's going on in the economy. It's exactly the problem, because the government is in everybody's face. And the outsider doesn't understand how subtle it is, but those people in positions like the bank understand exactly what's going on. And that's what's wrong, and that's why the economy has not recovered, because of all this damned government interference in things like that. So you can think about that story as you decide who to vote for as well. 800-510-8255, Libya in the focus, and Mrs. Clinton in a moment here on The Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's Tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's Tires on Demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
All right, on Libya, here on the countdown, here's host Chris DeGaulle talking to analyst Jeff Rowe about the attack in Libya and Mrs. Clinton saying that it's her responsibility.
Last week, I think it was, I asked you about this Benghazi situation and whether you thought it was going to be a substantial issue in the campaign here with the closing month. And I think your assessment was, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that you just thought it was too down in the weeds and maybe too confusing. I don't even think I disagreed with you, but it does seem like it's not going away. The press seems to have a voracious appetite for the story, which I'm glad to see, frankly. And now something rather extraordinary, in my view, happened. And that's David Axelrod basically said over the weekend, when Biden said we didn't know about the problems there, he means him and the president. The State Department, they were all over it. They just didn't tell Biden and Obama. Now, to me, here's what I see. I see an increased or a heightened showdown perhaps building now between Mrs. Clinton, our Secretary of State, and the Obama White House, because I can't imagine in her twilight here at the State Department, she wants to be branded as somebody that's just not sharing pertinent information with the president. What do you make of this?
I think that's right. I think it's going to take on the heightened interest because in the vice presidential debate, it was the number one question. And then next week at the presidential debate, we're going to be talking about foreign policy. And so prepare for the leaks to come out from the State Department about who knew what when. Because she's certainly not going to take this lane down as the Biden Obama bus comes rolling over. So the way to handle a scandal, of course, is to get in front, tell the whole truth, tell it once, don't leave their parts of the stories for the press to pull on. Well, they've not told the whole truth. They've made it up. They tried to brush it under the rug, and they left places for the media to go. So they may be turning their own scandal. They might be creating their own scandal when the truth would probably set them free. I mean, mistakes happen, but when they just want things to, they want to think on September 11th that there was a mass riot about a YouTube video and an uncoordinated planned attack happened. And then later we find out it had nothing to do with the YouTube video. It was planned and there was no unruly crowd that precipitated it. There are starting to be problems that the Obama administration are creating for themselves.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the influence of things being discussed on talk radio, talk television, that's what we're all about. Now time to spend some time on this fellow Felix Baumgartner, being referred to as Felix, good, Doug, Fearless Felix. Here's radio host Dory Monson with Jake Skorm talking, actually arguing about this jump in, whether it was impressive or not.
I know the terror of jumping out of an airplane. I only did it from 13,000 feet, but which makes me just 107,000 feet shy of the record.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So I thought it was really cool. I was not terrified because, have you ever bungee jumped? And you've never done that, right?
No.
You've never done either one?
No.
Because bungee jumping from 200 feet, you're on a bridge and your brain can process that I'm on a really scary place to fall from. But when you're sitting at 13,000 feet in the doorway of an airplane, it's so abstract and there's no reference point for your brain. And so I didn't think that was nearly as terrifying. Will you never do anything like this?
Probably not, no.
Why not? Life's an adventure.
No, I know, but maybe after I've created a child with my wife, but until that happens,
but
I think I'll probably be safe.
No, it's better to do now because if I had died, I would have left three girls orphaned. If you die, all you're leaving is a widow.
That's true.
That's much less impactful on other lives.
That's a good point.
Then I would have left a widow and orphans.
That's a good point.
But
I still wouldn't do it.
You'd never do it.
No.
So you don't think this was impressive?
It was okay. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was nearly as impressive as I was hoping it would. Was it last Tuesday? Last
week?
You were
all jacked up on Tuesday.
I know I was. I was really excited. And it was
weathered out.
It was last Tuesday, and then the weather kicked up, and it was 17-mile-an-hour winds, which is nothing, and they still didn't want to do it, and so they scrapped the launch. I think I was probably just caught up in kind of the fever pitch of it all, and everybody was getting so excited, and it was live. Everybody was going to carry it live, and that was exciting because I knew our audience would be into it. But when it happens on a Sunday and only 8 million people tune in,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of underwhelming.
And you
couldn't understand what he was saying. The coverage of that was really bad. And he just falls, and then he pulls his chute.
What does it take to get that guy excited? One would wonder. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's wrap things up here in this hour of the countdown with yet another interpretation of the jump of Mr. Bumgardner. Here's host Steve Gruber talking to Art Harmon, director of the Coalition to Save Manned Space Exploration, about the significance of this jump.
Okay, manned space flight. We learned a tremendous amount of things for technology and for, you know, the human race in general, from plastics to medicine. Do we learn anything from this, or is it just something to force us all go, oh, my God, look at that? Or is there something to be learned from what he did here?
Well, actually, there is. And, what he's done is he's proved you can bail out from a really high airplane at or even a spaceship. Imagine there is a space shuttle or something that's re-entering, and it has problems at very high speeds and altitude, like tragically Columbia did. What he's done is he's kind of validated that it is possible to bail out at such extreme altitudes and speeds and survive. So this data is being eagerly used by NASA.
Well, here'd be my question. When the space shuttle is coming back in, he reached speeds of what, 690 miles an hour? Is that what it was?
No, he got up to 833 miles an hour.
Was that all?
That's all, yeah.
But my point being is, when a space shuttle returns to orbit, though, it's coming in a lot hotter than that, a lot faster than that, right?
Initially, of course, yes. And Columbia was going considerably faster when it had its accident. But you know, imagine there was something that was lower that there was in, say, the 100 to 200,000 foot range up. And you could bail out somehow, or perhaps you have a space shuttle, a future space shuttle that's got a pod that's got the people in it, and that ejects and has its own reentry tiles and so forth. You know, in the future, that may be important and useful.
If you didn't catch the jump, you can watch Fearless Felix Bumgardner's incredible jump from the edge of space as a video of the day. It's in the video of the day box, which is prominently at the top of the page at DougStefan.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan, and of course we'll offer the same opportunity to discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things people are talking about through the filters of the News Talk Radio business tomorrow on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.